What's up, game heads? Welcome to episode 20 of Glitch Therapy. I'm your host, Ramondo Burnside, and with me as always...
Hello, everyone. This is Noah O'Toole.
What's up, y'all? This is episode 20. This is Jose.
So. I want to say it's 20. I'm pretty sure it's 20.
I think we missed one.
Are you sure?
I have no idea.
If you have no idea, then why even bring it up?
I don't know. 20 surprised me.
Like I'm with Jose. I was surprised. He was like, oh, wow.
I'm like, what?
I want to say we are at episode 20.
Okay, 20. 20 it is.
No. We're going to look it up now just to make sure. We don't even know. It is 20. See?
You're right.
You made me second guess myself.
Good.
I got to trust my instincts next time.
It's my job to make you second guess your life.
I guess it is partially your job.
Right.
To mess with me. How you guys been?
Yeah, it's good.
Yeah.
Life,
yep.
Living, the heart beating in your chest?
It's beating, I think.
You think? You might have a problem if you're not sure.
It stops every now and then,
but I'm
like,
still here.
Like iZombie or something like that. Yeah. Just walking dead over here.
I need to feed on human flesh.
Maybe you're a mummy like you talked about last week.
Mummies are zombies.
No, they're not.
Yes, they are.
Look at you rehashing old stuff.
I talked to this with friends, and they all agreed with me. They all are zombies.
Who are these friends? Are these like the inanimate objects around your room or
they are
your favorite teddy bear?
Who are these friends? Facebook, for, Reddit for... I can't say that word.
I love how Noah's just sitting here just cheesing. Like, I like this. I'm just going to watch and see how it plays.
I know you can see it's kind of funny. I like my Reddit friends.
My Reddit friends.
Who says that phrase anyway? My Reddit. I've never heard anybody say my Reddit friends.
Millennials.
Yeah. Well, you're not wrong. Sounds about right. Oh, man. I don't know about you guys, but I just finished a fantastic book. Ready Player One.
Did you finish it? Good for you. Yeah, excellent. I'm glad. Oh my God. And I assume you loved it as much as I figured you would, right?
Dude,
it was so good.
It's like one of my new favorite books like of all time. Like, hands
for sure.
down.
Yep.
Like, top five favorite books I've ever read in my life. It was awesome. Like, just the 80s references, the video game references, the pop culture references, movies. Like, everything they brought up was, like, stuff that I loved from, like, growing up or just even, like, from recent years. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah. Yep.
It was so good. If you love pop culture and nerdy stuff and just 80s movies, video games, not even the 80s stuff. I think they brought up stuff from the 90s and 2000s and stuff like that as well.
Yeah, even 70s. I mean, they reference, you know.
All kinds of stuff. Yeah. Just movie after movie. I'm like, oh, I love that movie. It was just really good. I can't gush enough over it. So if you haven't read that book and it's been on your list, like, push it to the top.
Yep. And get on it right away because they're making a movie.
Mm-hmm.
Really? And then you can be like, Next year, I read the book. I read the book before the movie came out.
Oh, you'll
out.
Be one of those
I
people.
I was really cool. Yeah.
The book is cooler.
The book is better, but we'll see.
I prefer the book.
Hey, I mean, they got Spielberg that's doing it.
Yeah, though I have no doubt they'll both be excellent in their own respective ways. But it was a really good book.
He'll take it seriously in the source material. I think he requested specifically, though, to have himself left out of it because in the book they reference him
a lot, sure.
Yeah, as far as
a lot of E.T.
like,
and Jaws and Star Wars. And
I wonder how he'll navigate that stuff. If he'll if they'll bring up the things that he's done but don't put his name on it or what? Just reference E.T. and not say Spielberg?
Maybe,
or whatever.
I don't know.
So will he pay himself to – how does it work? When you say someone's name in the movie or something, do they get royalty? Yeah, royalty. So does he get royalty off himself if he's making the movie?
I mean, he is writing his own check to some degree.
I don't know about that specifically.
I don't know how that works exactly. I know in the book
– I'm going to ask my Reddit friends.
I'm sure somebody will know. I listened to the audible version, so I was listening to it at work. So I mean, there may be some truth to that because during the book, I mean, they would reference stuff and then they would say, written by so and so, 1985, or such and such video game by so and so, and then they'd say the year. I don't know if that's like.
But they are going to condense the whole book down to 2 hours, and there was overflowing with pop culture references, so they could maybe even get away with just. Cutting out his references.
Sure.
And there'd still be enough music and television and
I wouldn't mind if it broke in two parts, maybe.
Yeah. That'd be cool, too.
Lord of the Rings style or any other book made movie style.
Yeah. I mean, that's the problem with most books, though, like that are like overflowing with information and just references and stuff. It's just like, what are you going to have a 4-hour movie? You know, no one's going to sit through that unless you want to watch Titanic and break it out into two VHS tapes.
Yeah.
I mean,
now it's on Blu-ray.
I know, right? One Blu-ray disc or two or three VHS tapes. That's just craziness.
I used to have that.
Right.
I'm not
you
that
used to
old.
Have what?
The VHS for Tectonic.
You know, you still got a VHS player in your room or something.
I saw it in the theater. I remember that.
You did you?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Other than that, man, just playing a shit ton of Friday the 13th. I just hit level like 27 or 28 last night.
I knew this was going to come.
Double X. It's double XP weekend, though. Come on.
It always is. Every game has double XP weekend now.
This is the first one.
This was, yeah, specifically as an apology for how bad everything went. Mm-hmm. And then the apology went terribly wrong as well and broke everything. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. Yeah. Like, we just saw that one coming a little clearer.
So there's another apology coming soon?
Hopefully.
Yeah. Nothing like saying I'm sorry for saying I'm sorry.
Yeah. You know? Is it too late now to say sorry?
It's never too late, I guess.
Just to be your fair friends.
You and the Biebs. That's
funny. I'm a believer.
And you're a believer?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Despacito.
Yeah.
You are on one. But yeah, it's double XP weekend. They gave out 13,000 CPs. What does CP stand for? Like crystal lake points or something? I don't know.
Credit points?
Credit points. Cool point. I like cool points. Cool points are good.
Yeah, I can't remember.
But yeah, the CP
character points.
Credits. Yeah, there you go. That's probably what it is.
Because XP is experience points.
Yeah.
And then the credit points went. Anyway. Yeah.
Yeah, but they gave you 13,000 of those for free, and then like two new outfits to mix and match per character. So I mean, not bad for a game that's. I mean, even
broken.
even when it was at its worst, it's still super fun. I don't know.
Still
I'm looking right at you.
I know. I still need to get it. I'm not going to do an Overwatch thing. I'm going to get it soon.
Okay. All right. I'll leave you alone. I won't pressure you.
Okay. Thank you.
I'm going to give you a judgy look, but I won't say anything.
I know. A judgy look is everything.
Sometimes it's like worse. It's like your parent telling you that they're disappointed in you rather than just being upset with you. You know what I mean?
You just kick my ass instead of saying I'm disappointed.
Right. Other than that, just Persona 5 for me, man. I mean, I'm trying to get out. That game is so damn long. Like, I really want to finish it, but part of me is like, man, just let it go. Just pull out Elsa and just let it go.
Yeah.
Just go to the next thing. It's like, no, but I want to finish it just to say I did. So, I don't know. What have you guys been jamming on?
Oh, let's see. I actually picked up Horizon Zero Dawn because
buddy.
It was on sale.
Nice.
Along with the new DLC announced on sale as well. So, I thought, all right, I'll get the bundle on sale. Plus, you know, it's like supposed to be like the game to showcase the pros capabilities on, you know, on a 4K television and stuff. And it is cool. You can like literally watch puddles evaporate before your eyes and stuff like that. So obviously I love it as much as I figured I would. I just was waiting for the right time to, you know, need a single player game to get through it. So.
I can't remember. Did you borrow it from one of us for a little?
Yeah, I borrowed it from you and installed and kind of like played it. The opening and thing right when it came out. So, you know, I could contribute to what we were talking about. But
right.
I didn't pick up on it when it was like instantly on the bandwagon, but I knew, I knew I would, and I love it, and I'm still, you know, obviously still playing.
Definitely.
It's kind of going to be my single player game to work through as I, you know, play the other multiplayer games I play, which I've been playing a heck of a lot of Tekken.
Mm-hmm. I've been seeing you on that like night after night. Who's you say your best character on that?
Nina.
Nina, that's right.
Like that kind of
because you want Anna to come at some point.
That's not going to happen. They flat out said that the DLC characters will not be legacy characters.
Lame.
So, yeah, that's been flat out announced.
That's a foul.
I'd even be happy with a full like skin because you can customize them. So, to you could get an Anna wig and an Anna dress and stuff for Nina.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, at least maybe because, you know, Tekken 1 and 2, they had pretty much the same moveset anyway. So.
Right. Just a few little nuances as far as
yeah, they changed. I mean, by the time 6 rolled around, I mean, she had her own, you know, I mean, they were similar fighting style, but she certainly had her own moves list. But I've still been, playing that and unlocking things, and that's been fun. And Netflix just released a series that I've been waiting for a long time, and it is so good. It's called Glow.
Glow.
It stands for the Gorgeous Ladies of Wrestling, for anybody that remembers the 1980s, like I do. And it's based on the television show of the same name.
If you could have saw my face just now, I was like, what?
What?
Like, I'm like, what is this? What is this glow?
Yeah. So it's really good. It's unfortunately, they're only like half-hour episodes. I wish they were hour-long, but it's set in the 80s about the TV show The Gorgeous Ladies of Wrestling. So where they hire actresses to play wrestlers, you know, they
so it's not the actual, like, they're just kind of like doing a spoof of it or something, or
pretty much. I mean, I wouldn't call it a spoof per se, but it's a series based
or parody or whatever, I guess.
Yeah, it's flat out based on Glow from the 80s.
Uh-huh.
There's a lot of similar characters, but nothing is, you know, a direct thing. I mean, they're, you know, made their own comedy out of it. And
okay.
Stuff. Oh,
okay.
So it's like wrestling in real life.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I mean, because that's the thing. Hulk Hogan was just huge, obviously, right. and dominated daytime television and yeah. every demographic. I mean, grandmas watched him, kids watched him. And,
yeah.
And so they tried to pick up on that, and they hired a bunch of actresses to play wrestlers.
Okay.
And that's, yeah, and they did a little sketch comedy and really stupid things. It's a kick. There's actually a GLOW documentary, like, for real. Out on Netflix or Hulu, or you can find it online. Huh. It's a few years old now, about the real thing. So
I might have to put that in my queue. How long each episode? Like 20 minutes? 40 minutes?
What? Half hour
each half episode. That's not bad. That's not bad.
Interesting.
I might have to check it out. Yeah,
I got a kick out of it. But
Question for you then, as far as to kind of follow with the whole GLOW thing, would you prefer that they use real wrestlers and then have them try to act it out, or would you prefer actors that learn wrestling moves?
No, it have to be actually actors that learn wrestling, because that's how they made the GLOW television show back in the 80s. Was they got all these desperate actresses, and they're like, okay, now that we have you for this TV pilot, we need you to jump off this rope and body slam her, you know?
Right.
So it's kind of fun to watch the actresses learn, you know, learn the move. The documentary, the actresses revisit, you know, that and stuff like that. So
sounds interesting.
Yep.
Anything else?
That's about it for me. How about you, Mr. Jose?
I've been living life to the fullest.
Oh yeah,
in my in my house.
What do you look like that? What do you look like that? What are you talking about?
Because it's all a lie.
Your face. You just
I've been playing. Crack me up. I jumped back into some of my games that I stopped playing.
Your backlog.
Backlog. That's the word.
Booyah.
I jumped back into Ghost Recon Wildlands, dude. I forgot about that game.
I looked at it the other day, and I was like, Persona.
It's so good, though. Yeah. Now it is. Yeah. Now it's more fun, because I haven't touched it since I bought it. Mm-hmm. So I've been getting all these guns, and I beat two bosses pretty much. And it still has those cheesy conversations,
the comments and stuff, like the military talk.
And military talk. It's just, I'm like, okay, you guys could shut up. There's no way to mute them. So
I swear there was.
I don't think so.
I wish there was.
Haven't tried it.
Sometimes they do say funny stuff though. Like when a guy's telling like some jokes or something like that. He's like, you know, Marine and National Guard walking to the bar. Mm-hmm. You know, he's like telling different jokes. Some of that stuff's actually kind of funny.
Yeah, but there's Ubisoft gave out free merchandise for Wildlands, which gave me a free costume for my player, which is an assassin, full assassin costume.
Cool.
So I'm running around. I'm running around in Bolivia for Assassin's Creed on everyone.
That's
which
crazy.
Is crazy. I'm like geeking out with that. Just
that's super weird.
So like sniping everyone, like with the suppressor. I'm like,
so it looks like Ezio or somebody, but like a little more modernized.
It's a modernized Assassin's Creed, dude. He's wearing he has the white hood with the black mask. Black mask just covering everything except his eyes.
Okay.
He has bulletproof vest. I think it's
like a tactical vest. Yeah, or tactical something like that. Vest. Okay.
He has the jacket that goes to pretty much to his knees, and everything is just so stealth on them. Which is crazy. I was like, it looks perfect, like something an assassin would wear if modern day.
Okay,
which looks awesome.
So is that DLC? You said
no, it's a Ubisoft exclusive.
If the Ubisoft Club, you know how?
Yeah, the Ubisoft Club.
Okay, how'd you unlock it then?
It was free.
It's free. Okay, so next time I get on there, I can probably find
that. I think most Ubisoft games have some type, because I know For Honor is the same way. I mean, at some point in one of the many menus, you know, when you open the game, you can go to do different things. And there's a place either online or called the Ubisoft Club.
I like how they do that. I mean, I wish more games did that, where they kind of reward you for playing their other stuff.
Right, it really promotes their other
cross-promotion.
Yeah, so my brother didn't get it. Mm-hmm. So I think it has something to do with I played a game that he didn't play, an Assassin's Creed game. So there might be something there. So
it could have been just specific game.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, I've been playing Nier Automata, still playing with that. And Gravity Rush 2, which Kat's running around in 2B's costume, yeah. Which is what? Awesome.
Yep.
Nice.
That's great.
So is that a cross-promotion thing, too, from playing the other one? Okay.
As well, if you have Gravity Rush 2 and you're playing it, all the DLCs are free for that. So hop on that.
Okay. Yeah, no doubt. I mean, Nier Automata is great, and so is Gravity Rush 2. I didn't finish either of them, but I definitely would like to get back to them at some point.
Mm-hmm. So good.
For sure.
True stuff, though.
Well, if no one has anything else, we might as well slide into some news. So a few things with the news this week. One juicy one off the bat. IO Interactive is finally independent. In case you guys forgot, that was that whole situation with them and Square Enix where, you know, they were basically going to let them go, more or less. And so... or sell them to another publisher. And it sounds like here the developer has apparently bought themselves out of their own deal and in the process has retained the rights to the popular Hitman franchise in the process. So bravo to them for breaking free from the chains, and you know they're independent now.
Yeah. They could do their own stuff.
More or less. And they took that with them. I'm not sure if they took any other IPs with them, but they're free now to do business with another publisher or just stay by themselves independent. So bravo to that. You rarely hear about that. Usually someone gets sold to another, you know, big name that, you know, they may strip them of all the stuff they have and separate the studio, whatever, you know.
And they pretty much start from scratch, which is kind of a bummer for them because they had so many plans for the future, for the gaming, and they just take everything away from them.
Yeah, so this is nice to hear that they get to retain that. I mean, they've made the Hitman franchise what it is. I mean, and they even went to that, what at one point, controversial choice to make it episodic.
Right.
You know, like, was it 2 years ago when they first started releasing those? Or I think it was 2 years ago. Was it last year?
A year and a half, maybe.
Something like that, yeah.
Speaking of Hitman, though, it might be of interest to people that want to check it out. They've now released the prologue, like the training, and then the prologue episode, which was the demo or the beta, I think.
Okay.
But they've released it for free, so everybody can download the first, you know, episode of Hitman and play it for free.
Oh, that's cool.
And it is a lot of fun, and we've talked about it, there's a lot of replayability to it. It's it is a great game.
I wish I would have got in on that earlier, but I'm glad that I, in this situation, that I waited, because then I got the full season, all the episodes and everything all together. All the DLC, so I got everything in one package rather than, you know, play one for a month or two and then have to wait for another episode to come out. So that was nice, but
good for them.
Yeah, no doubt. Nintendo Switch dropped a firmware 3.0 update and has been released as of June 19th. They had a lot of stuff in there. I mean, from what I was seeing from what they did update in there, it looked like some of it was stuff that, I mean, some people were crying wolf as far as, like, not wolf, but were crying foul because they were, some of that stuff should have been in there to begin with. But it's nice that they actually went back and they're getting that stuff out there, you know, as far as the updates and things. Like, for instance, you're able to add friends from your Nintendo 3DS and your Wii U friends list now. You can actually receive notifications from your friends online when they come online, like, you know, with Xbox and PlayStation does. So some of that stuff, I mean, obviously, well, we've already been enjoying that on other systems, but it's nice that they're getting their due process as far as getting things updated.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that kind of does sound like a foul play on that. So giving them to them right now, it does sound sketchy. Excuse me.
Yeah, I mean, better late than never, though. I mean, I know some of that stuff we already knew was in the pipeline just from their light release when the system came out, you know, like the Netflix situation and other stuff like that. So, I mean,
at least you're getting it. So
exactly. So there was other things too. Nothing that was too crazy. I know that there was an issue too with like the Switch Pro controller via wired communication was having some issues when you had the USB charging cable attached. So it was an issue there. And then I think there was something going on too as well where your the system was trying to flip your inputs to other settings on your TV, depending on the TV being compatible with the Switch and everything. So there was some weird stuff in there. But yeah, you can check out those notes online. Go to Nintendo's website if need be, or just look up firmware 3.0, and it should be a whole list of the improvements they put in there. I won't bore you guys with the details on that. But check that out. PlayerUnknown's Battlegrounds did a little update as well.
for the Steam version, or it's going to be for the Xbox?
It's for the Steam version for the early access users, but okay. It's going to be moved forward to Xbox later this year. Yeah. All the improvements they're making are going to carry over. They revealed this stuff at E3 with the patch notes that the game it recently hit its week 13 update that dropped on June 22nd, just a few days ago. So basically what they tossed in there was they have climbing now and vaulting. Mm-hmm. So you'll be able to add another dimension to the battles, being able to climb up on stuff, sliding over car hoods and things like that. So that could be kind of cool. To, mm-hmm. You know, I mean, it's a small thing, but
it's very Duke's ahead.
It could be a big advantage. Yeah.
Exactly. Very Bo Duke
yep.
of you.
Yeah.
parkour to this.
Action. Yeah. Vaulting over stuff, climbing over fences. Because before, if a fence was in the way, you know, it could have been yay high. And it's like, oh, I'm stuck. I can't go around this.
Right.
You know, yeah. Now you can jump over it and just keep moving. So it makes sense. They've also added dynamic weather effects like fog and sunsets. Sandstorms, depending on the level, if it has sand in it, that kind of thing. They're saying that the sunsets and things like that happening can affect you, like your hiding spots, or if you're sniping, you know, the sun shining in your eyes.
Ooh, yeah, that's good.
As it's going down, you know, that kind of stuff. So it sounds like a really small, minuscule thing, but it could be huge.
It's going to be a big
game changer.
Yeah.
So I think that stuff's cool when you add, you know, things like that. And it's cool that they're able to do that at this point in time. And the game hasn't even released yet, and they've already sold like 4 million copies of this thing.
Really?
Like within like a month or two months or something like that, within just a couple of months, they had sold 2 million. At this point, they've sold over 4 million now.
Did you get the pre-order for it, or did you?
No, I need to get on that. I need that in my life when it comes out on the one.
Do you know if they're going to do like a just digital or a hard copy on that?
That's a great question. I don't know. We might have to look into that and report back. I would assume they would do both, but... A lot more games lately have been going just digital, you know, like Friday the 13th did that, but that's a lot smaller of a game, though. Yeah. I mean, that's way different. Mm-hmm. Another thing they tossed in there, they're tossing in a new weapon, the OTS Garoza, and then also coming soon, a couple new maps and some mods they're going to allow you to do. So,
can you tell me if that's a shotgun, assault rifle, you sniper, know, pistol?
You know what? You got me. On. You painted me into a corner. I don't know for sure what a Garoza is. Someone's listening is like, you no idiots, clue. It's a fucking shotgun. Go ahead, look it
I
up.
Am. I am.
I see your thumb over there working.
How you spell that?
Garoza. It's an OTS. So I don't know what that is.
14, right?
14. What do you mean?
Russian selective file bolt pope assault rifle.
Assault rifle. There you go.
Ooh, I know this one. I like it.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, they've thrown that in there too. So that's pretty much all I got for news, unless anybody has anything to toss in there.
Ooh, I got one.
Yeah.
That's exciting for me. Mm-hmm. Dragon Ball FighterZ. Mm-hmm. One of the characters they're going to be having is going to be Trunks.
I saw that added on.
Future Trunks.
Online. Yeah.
So for... Pretty much Trunks has a huge fan base. So for all those Trunks fans out there.
I'm not even a big Dragon Ball Z fan. And I saw that. I was like, oh.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right.
He is a big, big character in the whole Dragon Ball universe. So I'm pretty geeked out on this. I need to go pre-order it coming out in 2018, early 2018.
Something like that.
Yeah. So
on a scale of 1 to 10, how excited for you?
20.
A 20? Okay.
Yeah.
Fair enough. So is it Dragon Ball FighterZ or is it Dragon Ball FighterZ?
It's Dragon Ball FighterZ.
Because I've heard it said both ways, and I was just like,
it's hard to say this. Dragon Ball FighterZ. I don't know why they name it like this.
Yeah, like put a space.
There's like no this, space there's no, in FighterZ. It's just one word.
That's what I'm saying. That's why everybody's confused. Whatever, man. I thought it was funny, though. I wanted to get your opinion, Mr. Dragon Ball like guru over here.
Dragon Ball Super. So cool.
I still think it's Fighters.
Can we just say it's Dragon Ball Z Fighters?
Fair enough. Well, if nobody has any more news, then let's just go ahead and just jump right into our topics then.
Sweet.
So for the topics this week, we had Dead by Daylight and ARMS. Just the two of them at this point, but Dead by Daylight released on June 14th, 2016, actually, for Microsoft Windows, and then it released officially on consoles June 23rd, 2017, so just a few days ago on Xbox One and PS4. It is an asymmetrical survival horror game similar to Friday the 13th. The publisher is Starbreeze Studios, developer Behavior Interactive, and the engine they're running is the Unreal 4 engine. So Joel and I tried it out last night for a little bit. I hate to be like really negative off the bat.
It sucked.
But I was not impressed by it at all whatsoever. I'm going to try to give it a chance. I hate being that guy that pops a game in and plays it for 15 minutes and says it's garbage or something like that. But we played it for a good 2 hours, and we played as the because you're so there's a killer, and there's different types of killers you can pick based on, and they have different abilities and whatnot you can use. And then you have four survivors, and they have different things as well, and you can put perks on there as you open them up and things of that nature. But you're stuck in this arena, and it's a good size, but you're in an enclosed arena, and they have like maybe six different levels that you can be in, you know, with like a abandoned cornfield or like a wasted away gas station, that kind of thing.
There's like an abandoned hospital.
Yeah, yes. Stuff like that. So the premise is really cool, obviously, because, I mean, Friday the 13th has been like knocking out of the park with this thing, even though they've been a little glitchy. So it looks great on the presentation, the music, the sound effects, everything looks good. But then the gameplay just falls super flat for me. Joel felt the same way. We just weren't having fun with it. As soon as the match would start, you could see the four heads at the bottom of the screen of who was playing with you online. Mm-hmm. And as soon as the match would start, I would see Joel just turn red like he's being hit or killed. And it's like, I took like five steps and you're dying already. How do you find you so fast?
Yeah, when I was watching I saw some gameplay of it. There's like no stealth in this game.
Yeah, and you're supposed to be hiding from stuff. Yeah, and it makes no sense.
Yeah, and then there's an object. One of the objectives was you're supposed to turn on these generators, but they're loud.
Yeah,
yeah. Well, in fact, that's from what I understand. That's the only objective is you have to turn on four generators, and that's
four or five of them. Yeah.
And then that's how you and then escape
once. Once the killer gets close to you, there's like you scream,
your heartbeat starts beating faster. Yeah.
But it's just so not in a good way. It's just like annoying for me when I was watching it. And the death, the way they kill you, it's just like two slashes and you're dead. I was like, what is
Yeah, it's two hits and you're gone. Yeah.
And you'd sprint away and you feel like you're running really fast, but you feel like you're going fast and you're running away. Like, okay, I can at least run away and hide somewhere for a little bit and get away from him. You cannot. Like, once he sees you, you might as well just stand there because he's going to get you. And I saw the people playing that were getting away and stuff. And I guess you got to break line of sight is what you need to try to do. Yeah, like, don't run in a straight line.
He's, if you're the chaser, you're a first person. Mm-hmm. And then if you are one of the survivors, you play as third person, so you kind of get an advantage to run away.
You can juke.
It's the not
killer.
It's not much
easier
help.
Since he's in first person. But I think like the main thing for this is getting those generators is literally the only thing to do and the only way to survive and win the game. And Friday the 13th. Gave you multiple different ways to handle the situation. You can take, you can use a boat, you can use a car, you can call the police, you can wait out the clock for 20 minutes, you can kill Jason, even though that's really, really hard to do. And this, when you have to turn on the five generators, and that's, it's like, and there's no defending yourself or picking up weapons or, scavenging things. And
it just feels like the odds are stacked against you really high. Yeah. And it needs to be balanced a little bit better as far as like that goes. Like I found generators pretty easily and they're spread out pretty far. And so as you're holding on like the X button or whatever button you chose to make that your interaction button, it goes so slow. Like, and then you have to do this mini game as it's moving where the little meter, a little circle will pop up and then it'll be like a little line. You got to make it stop in the dirt, in the little, area that it wants you to stop it in.
Yeah.
And sometimes after you do it once, it'll happen again and they'll move it. Sometimes it'll put it like right when it's starting to move. So you don't have time to like hit it because it just starts the circular motion of it and it's too close to the beginning of it, of the start point. It was just super frustrating. So then we switched it up, made a private match, and I was like, you know what? I'll be the killer and you can just kind of run around and do your things. We don't have a chance online because we don't get a chance to run around and even see what we should be doing or where stuff is. Let's kind of just mess with it. So we put a private match. We did that. And I was just kind of like one of the killers, just kind of like hanging out, standing next to him while he was like doing the generator, trying to get an idea how this stuff works. Yeah, exactly. Like tap him on the shoulder, like, you need some help over there? Can I get you a snack? But it was just like, by the end of it, I was like, dude, I don't want to play this anymore. This is making me mad. And the people online, like, we looked at videos and stuff to see like, okay, are we doing something wrong? Are we just not getting this? People were like raving about it. A handful of people, it was a very small group, but they're like, oh, this is so fun. I'm playing this game for days. And I'm like, why? Number one, why? All the stuff out there you could be playing. Why are you playing this? But that's the beauty of, you know, people liking what they like, though. Yeah. You know?
One thing of interest to say, too, is Dead by Daylight got a $20 price tag compared to Friday the 13th, which is $40. Mm-hmm. But with Friday the 13th, you get, right off the bat, 10 counselors and 6 different Jasons. And versus the Dead by Daylight, you only get 6 survivors and 4 killers. Unless you pay for the DLC, and then you get an extra 3 survivors and 3 more killers, but then your price is back up to the $40 that you would have paid for Friday the 13th anyway. So I don't know if.
Plus, there's no way to kill the...
No.
Killer. Not that I'm aware of.
There's no way.
I don't think there was.
That's not,
Yeah.
Everything I read, there's no way to do anything except start the 5 generators and escape. Then, unless you're the last person, and then apparently you can squeeze through some type of a crack. But, I mean...
Yeah.
And like, it's an uneven... game scoring, because even if you win, if you survive, you still won't get enough XP as the killer.
No,
the killer gets most of the XP.
Yep.
Yeah.
And so when he does get you, so I'll say this real quick, and before we move on to our other topic, but once he grabs you, he throws you over his shoulder like Tarzan or something like that, and he starts walking away. Now there's hooks around the map that he can hang you on. And so the idea is you can wiggle free by wiggling the left stick back and forth, not super fast, but in a nice rocking motion, I guess. I found that out the hard way because I was trying to go as fast as I could, which seems to make sense to me. I don't know. I didn't know how to do it like in a special motion. But anyway, you can wiggle out that way, which takes forever, because I had Joel just let me do it. And I'm like, let me see how long it takes to get free. It took forever. It's like, who's going to get off this before he gets you to the hook? So he tosses you on this hook, this giant meat hook that goes right through your chest. You should be dead anyway. Mm-hmm. And then from there, a little mini game starts sometimes. And we couldn't figure out if it happened just sporadically or if you had to trigger it somehow, where you would have to try to get off the hook. And then these claws come down like I don't know, like big spider legs to try to stab you. And you can try to fight to try to keep them from stabbing you in the chest and lifting you into the air as a sacrifice.
You're dead already.
Okay.
More or less. Somebody can pull you off the hook if they come over and help you. But 9 times out of 10, the killer will hang you on the hook and then hang out near the hook to see who comes over to try to get you down so they can kill them too.
Yeah.
So I don't know. It wasn't fun. So I don't know.
Sorry, this game sucked.
I hate to say it, but if I had to give it a grade on a scale of 1 to 10, I would have to give it like the premise was there. The graphically, it didn't look bad or anything. I would give it like a 5 or 6.
Dude, Destructo would give it a 2.
Yeah, I saw that.
I don't feel bad for saying 5 then. Yeah, I did not like it at all. Yeah. So, yeah. And it came out right at the time where Friday the 13th is like eating its lunch. Even Glitchy is eating its lunch. You know what I mean? So, I don't know.
Don't feel bad.
I don't. I feel bad that I wasted 2 hours messing with it last night when I could have been playing Friday the 13th.
Or Overwatch.
Or Overwatch even, or something. But, yeah, it is what it is.
Yeah.
But our other topic to move on from that was ARMS, which is getting actually pretty good reviews, honestly, for the Nintendo Switch. You guys get a chance to get some eyes on this?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's been everywhere. Mm-hmm. Like, it has been getting a lot of eyes because it's in, like, all over GameStop, and all stores have been just sponsoring that game out because of the Switch.
Yeah.
Right, yeah. I mean, it's a new IP for the Switch, so, you know, you got to... Mm-hmm. It's definitely a unique take on the fighter genre, I guess, because it's... Obviously, you know, not traditional martial arts.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, it's very cartoony and stuff. But
yeah, it's released on June 16th of this year. It's obviously, it's a fighting game. Publisher is Nintendo. The developer is Nintendo as well. What they specifically said: Nintendo Entertainment Planning and Development Division. And the engine was unknown. I could not find any information on that. So I doubt they're using
Illuminati.
Any particular one. Illuminati, is that that your answer?
Yeah.
Final answer. You lost all the money. It is not the Illuminati.
Damn it.
Yeah, I know, right? But it looked really fun. I didn't get a chance to play it. I don't have a Switch. I was going to see if Ben ends up, you know, trying it out. I know he and Ariel, you know, they've been jamming on the Switch and enjoying that and everything. Maybe we'll have to get their opinion on it. And it's called ARMS, fighting game. It's like up to four players. Yep, and you can put different types of arms on the characters, and they have different abilities and stuff. You can play like 2-on-2 or like, you know, a battle royale of four people and stuff. And so it looked really cool, kind of cartoony looking, and looked like a lot of fun, you know?
It looks really diverse. There's a lot of different characters as well in there. And when I was looking at it, it kind of had me – it reminded me of – you guys remember Fusion Frenzy?
Yeah.
It kind of reminded me of that for some reason because it's so colorful and
– Nice callback.
Yeah, I love Fusion Frenzy, man.
Yeah, that's a classic. But, yeah, you can play it by yourself or multiplayer up to four people. Yeah, I would love to get my hands on that at some point and just try it out. You're using both Joy-Con motion controllers. You can also use the conventional, you know, methods with the Pro Controller as well if you prefer to go that way. But a lot of people that I saw playing it were using the Joy-Cons and they had them in both hands. So they were playing it that way. And, yeah, you can use motion sensing on there too. So it looked really cool. A lot of grabs and combos, like you see, like hit counter going, you know, like 50 hits and stuff. So
and no character is the same. You have each character has a different ability. So it's they kind of compared it to Overwatch, which the characteristics of everyone.
Mm-hmm.
So you won't have a favorite every time.
Nice, very distinct characters. You are correct on that. I definitely agree there. Yeah, that's that game looks like it's a lot of fun. So if you're looking for something different to play, maybe you just finished up some Zelda and put your 200 hours in. Maybe you don't want to play Mario Kart for a little bit. You want to try something else? Here's a fighter. This will keep your palate wet at least until they throw
palate wet.
Yeah, your palate, your mouth, man. Aren't you salivating over something good? It'll keep you happy until maybe like Smash Brothers or something
Smash
like
Bros.
That.
I was thinking, right? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that'll keep you happy for that until then, or until Super Mario Odyssey. That should be juicy as well.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Did they talk about Kirby coming out?
Kirby? I'm sure they have a Kirby in the back in the pocket. Works. Yeah, ready to spring it on them.
Kirby.
Yeah, that should be good stuff too. But yeah, that's pretty much all I got about that. We might have to report back once we jam on that or something with Ariel and Ben and see where that game is at and see how fun it really is.
Word.
For sure. Well, maybe we should play a game like some round table rapid fire.
Games.
Fun.
We haven't done that in a while.
We haven't.
I'm interested to see what you guys are going to say about all this.
Crap.
Crap indeed. Let's do it. So we got a pretty good rapid fire going here. I think this should be a good one. I threw some good stuff in here, I feel like. I'm interested to see what you guys say about it. I definitely will be giving you crap depending on what you say on some of this stuff. I'm looking at you for sure.
I know that I saw. Yeah. I wasn't even looking in the eye
you felt
contact.
It. Just, oh, I gave it to Noah, but Noah just averts his eyes from it. He rarely just like looks me. He's like, starts whistling, kicking the rocks with his hands in his pocket. That's Noah. It's all good.
We do complete eye contact. We're like,
you'll just look at me and just gaze into my eyes uncomfortably. Noah just turns away and says, I give up.
I will never give up.
Well, that's a great attitude to have. So let's dive right in then and see how you feel about this. Question one, Patrick Stewart or James McAvoy as your Professor X?
Oh, Patrick Stewart.
Patrick Stewart.
Patrick Stewart. Ben and Arrow, would you like to get in on this? Patrick.
Patrick Stewart.
Patrick Stewart. James McAvoy. Oh, we got one for McAvoy. Okay, nice.
Who's
nice.
James?
Huh?
Who's James McAvoy?
He played X. He played the younger Professor X?
Oh, that guy.
Yes, that guy. How about EA?
Wait, wasn't he
what's yours?
The assassin?
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, I'm going to go Stewart. I mean,
yeah.
You got to go with Stewart, man. Just the accent and everything. Classic, man. He's so classic.
He's good. He's
yeah.
good.
EA or Ubisoft? Keep in mind what they put out.
I know.
Noah's thinking.
I know.
EA has like, you know, Mass Effect,
Ubisoft.
Anthem.
Yeah, EA has
a good stable.
Yeah, and
but Ubisoft,
and I think they're
the
overall kind of maybe the better developers as far as not complete products and things like that, because I just associate Ubisoft with messes. But I like so many of their games that God help me, but Ubisoft.
What about like For Honor? Come on.
I know, that's why I'm like, God help me, but Ubisoft.
Yeah, he says it with a heavy heart.
Yeah, I do.
I'm gonna have to go EA on this one. Just
shut up.
Just, I mean, it's so close though. That's why I picked those two, because I know it'd be a good controversial question.
He has a lot of sports games, and I don't play a lot of sports games.
So. Yeah, and I thought about that too, but I was like, man, I mean, Dragon Age, Mass Effect, Anthem coming, some other ones. I don't know. I like them both though. I mean, they can both get love from me. Tetris or Dr. Mario.
That one's easy for me. Tetris.
Mm-hmm.
Million times.
Million times over.
Tetris.
Okay. I would have to say Tetris as well. I enjoyed Dr. Mario, but I have more fond memories of being pissed off at my cousin for kicking my ass at Tetris.
Yeah. I specifically like the Tetris. And I can't remember what system it was for, but I mean, one of the very earlier ones. But you could mix the pieces together to form gold or silver blocks. Like if you... got four of the same pieces that interlock together and they form a box and it turned gold and you got extra points for it.
Which Tetris was this?
Four person competitive. It was the same one that the first Mario Kart came out on. So N64. And okay. It was definitely on N64. Now it's all back to me.
Okay. Was that the one where you could play up to four players?
People. Absolutely. Yeah. Okay. That was,
I remember that one.
Just sitting there and yeah.
That was a good time because, you know, you can turn it on where as you're getting like your as you're building it up, you can drop shit on the other side, on other people's side, and it starts making their stack right. Go higher.
Yeah.
Okay, I remember playing that. Yeah. A
couple different.
Nice. Yeah, definitely Tetris for me. This one should be good. Cat from Gravity Rush or 2B from Nier Automata.
Uh-oh. Damn you.
Yeah. Let's hear this. Yeah, I put that in specifically for both of you guys. Yeah. What's up?
I'm definitely going to go 2B. Ooh. Made up. I mean, I like Cat and all, but she's... a little on the like fluffy side, mm-hmm. and 2B is just straight up a badass chick, and mm-hmm. I like her, so I'm going mm-hmm. with 2B.
Yeah,
damn you!
Take your time. No, take your time. We have plenty of time.
I don't know. They're both so awesome with their
gun to head. What you gonna pick?
Gun to head. What?
He said gun to head. What you gonna pick? He's like gun.
Gun.
It's kind of hard to think with a gun to my head.
Just put the bullet in my head, man. Ooh, stop it all.
I'm gonna go with 2B because she's again, she's more more badass.
Yeah, yep. She's BA all the way.
I mean, will go. What would the kids say? She will go Moham.
She go Moham. Moham. Oh shit.
She's no nonsense.
Not just ham, just Moham.
She will go lit. Fire AF on everyone's ass.
Well done. We just watched Ben display his Spidey skills. He almost dropped his phone and he caught it like 12 inches from the ground. Very nice, sir. Spider-Man stunt double over here. I think he's hiding a secret from us. Maybe he's a superhero.
Probably.
I don't know. Arrow probably knows something. Yeah, she does. She's married to a superhero. She won't tell us. We'll get it out of her
later.
He's
flying.
Yeah, we just flew off somewhere. Yeah, we'll keep it secret. So, maybe. Next one, I would say...
Wait, what about you?
I keep forgetting about myself here. I'm sorry.
You're not that important.
Yeah, no. Thank you for that. I'll take that with a grain of salt. Forget you. 2B, I'm going to go ahead and join you. She's pretty BA. And she reminds me so much of Bayonetta, too.
Right, right.
And I love Bayonetta. Yep. I mean, just that cool character, just period. New game, Anthem or Destiny 2?
I definitely will, and that's a little tough because for Destiny 2, we have Destiny to base our
mm-hmm.
Perception on, and exactly. with Anthem, we only have the teasers seen.
Yeah,
but they look so compelling enough that I got to go with Anthem. That looks like the most awesome game. So yeah, don't let me down.
Okay, nice.
Yeah, I'm gonna go with Anthem as well since it's something new that no one has seen yet.
Mm-hmm.
So it's going to be interesting.
I'm very interested in Anthem. I'm very excited for that. But I really want to see Destiny hit a home run and make up for what the first Destiny lacked. And right. I'm looking forward to seeing them make up for it and knock this out of the park. So I'm going Destiny 2.
Oh, cool.
Sounds good.
Yeah. Just throwing some curveballs in that aren't necessarily game related. Socks or no socks?
I wish I could go no socks, and I love the no socks look, but I have to secretly have hidden socks even when I go no socks. So yeah. I guess that counts. Like don't show house, socks.
Even around the house, you just like socks, no socks.
Oh, around the house, I go no socks.
Okay, okay. I prefer if I'm going to be out and about.
But I can't wear shoes socks. Without
yeah.
socks.
There you go, yeah. Not to mention you make your shoes all stinky.
But right, but some people do. And
like, yeah.
Mostly mm-hmm. girls with pretty feet and yeah. stuff like that. I sure can't wear, you can pull I can't it wear off. Shoes without socks.
Pull off your socks. Your
I put those, yeah, those no-show ones, or if I get desperate, then I'll cut a pair of old ones.
Noah's going to get a mani-pedi as soon as we leave.
Yeah,
it's all good. It's all good. Yeah, I would have to say, like, no socks, preferably around the house. But if I'm out and about, man, I gotta have socks on. I mean, you'll see me wear sandals once in a while, but I prefer no socks though around the house.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
Same.
No,
you're a sock master.
My sock game strong.
Your sock game is strong. Your sock game flexes on me. I'm like, back up, dude. We ain't even talking. Like, why are you right over my shoulder? Move. That's your sock game.
Yeah, that's my sock game.
You do represent. I'll give you credit on that. How about Overwatch? Okay, so we're looking at all right, tank or support character.
I've always been partial to support characters, mm-hmm. so I'm definitely going support.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What?
Do you want me to give you a basis for what I'm talking about?
Yeah, because I usually don't do either one.
That's what I kind of think. Well, you do. A tank would be like Orisa, Reinhardt.
Oh, I usually go Orisa when we're teaming up. So.
Yeah, those Zarya. Characters. D.Va, Zarya, yeah, those guys. Yeah. Support would be like more like Mercy, Lucio. Lucio.
Metra. Okay, yeah, I'll go tank with Orisa.
Mm. I'd say when I first started playing, I was more of a tank. For the most part, but once I started finding the nuances of like the healers and stuff, I started liking them a little bit more as far as using Symmetra or Mercy, probably my two favorite, I would mm-hmm. say. So I'd have to go support as well. Better Batman, Ben Affleck or Christian Bale?
Ooh, I winced.
Adam West.
I know, right? R.I.P. Adam West for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Surprisingly enough going to go with Batfleck.
Okay.
I think the Nolan movies were great for Batman fans and it added, you know, a darkness and things that they craved, but mm-hmm. it was just a little long and boring for me and I just didn't care for him and I thought Ben Affleck did a okay. He did a better job as Batman than Henry Cavill did as Superman. I'll say that. But then, of course, we all know Gal Gadot did a better job as Wonder Woman than Ben Affleck did as Superman or as Batman. But
of course, you got to bring it back to the surface. Course,
yeah.
On that.
But anyway, yeah, Ben Affleck
bring everything back full circle.
Yeah, are you?
Well, yeah, I'm gonna go Affleck. Dude.
Yeah,
yeah, he's amazing. Like everyone that doubted him he actually is. The perfect man. He's flexible. He's fucking huge. So that's what mm-hmm. Batman is.
Right.
With all the martial arts that he was showing on the movie on
in the Beat Batman v Superman.
Yeah, that was everything that Batman would do in the series. So
well, they finally got that right.
I mean,
in other Batman movies, he's like they make him a brawler, like in the previous Christian trilogy.
Bell?
Yeah, he was like a brawler. He's like, you know, fighting Bane. He's like ah, and he's like punching him as hard as he can.
Yeah,
and get it.
Which it's that like, he sometimes does that, but yeah. he's mostly a
he's more
tactical fighter.
Yeah, he's a strong fighter, but he uses finesse in there and stuff and tactics. And
he dances when he's fighting.
That's a great way of putting it.
Ballerina.
He does. I have to agree with you guys, Ben Affleck. I was surprised that you guys all picked him. I thought we had to have a Christian Bale in there yeah. somewhere, but I think Ben Affleck is doing a stellar job as it. I mean, it was great that when he heard he got the part. Instantly, everybody online was like, oh, man, Ben Affleck, man. Oh, what the fuck? Why we got Ben Affleck? You know, everybody's like pissed off. He went straight to the gym, got a trainer, started changing up his diet and just went right at it instantly. Yeah. So kudos to him for taking that and telling everybody to shut the hell up.
And it
worked. You know what I mean? So better GTA throwback, Vice City or San Andreas?
The only one I played was Vice City, so I'm going to have to go with that.
Okay, that's fair.
I'm going to go San Andreas with all the cholos and mm-hmm. OGs and CJ mm-hmm. and the best radio station. Los Santos.
Los Santos Radio.
Hell yeah, and all those lowriders.
Yeah, I can see that. Yeah, you're making me want to change my mind, but I got to go Vice City, man.
Wasn't that the 80s one?
That 80s soundtrack.
Yeah, okay, that's
baby.
What I thought.
That
yeah.
80s soundtrack, what?
Shut up.
Cruising down the street. Listening to some Michael Jackson.
Cruising down the street in my 6'4".
I knew it was coming.
That's like that. And it's like
nothing
this.
Like throwing an alley-oop and actually watching yeah. somebody dunk it. no gags over here. Just straight up dunks. How about this? All in or fold? What are you going to do? Poker reference. Ah. All in or fold?
Well, it's supposed to depend on my hand.
How bad are we losing?
I'm probably...
What are you more prone to do?
Not the best bluffer, and I can only pull it off once in a while just because I'm not a good liar in general. So I will probably fold.
Okay.
Before I go all in.
All right.
I will go all in.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Just push all the chips in and screw it. See what happens. Ready up. See what you got.
Technically, if we're playing, the money's not even mine yet, so.
Mm-hmm. But it is if you buy
it. Started it. Yeah, you said.
If you buy it.
Let's explain to you how gambling works. Okay.
If it's, okay, $20 technically, I don't mind. I will go all in.
So you're saying
as long as $20 or under, he'll go.
It's a caveat, huh? It's like caveat, under $20? Okay.
If it's more than that, I'm like, oh, shit.
You're going to fold?
I got to pay rent.
That's not really an either or now. You're just kind of like taking the middle ground.
Fine, and I will go all in either
way. Okay. Yeah. I want to say I'm an all-in kind of guy, but I think I would overthink it and probably fold.
Wimp.
More than likely, yeah. Yeah. I'm sorry. 80s, 90s, or 2000s. I threw the 2000s in there for you because you're a young buck. So
yeah.
I threw consideration to you on that. You already know where I'm at, 80s all the way.
I mean, that's just there's a lot in the 90s I really like, but there's also a lot in the 90s I really didn't. And so a 90s like radio station could be hit or miss, whether I'll love it or I'll hate it. Mm-hmm. But almost anything on the 80s station is going to be gold, so I'll go in with 80s.
There you go.
For sure.
And that's just 80s, 90s, and 2000s in general, the movies, music, whatever, games.
If you really think about it. Mm-hmm. It all sucked.
Every decade?
I was wonderful. They were all wonderful for their time.
How was every decade suck?
For me, it was. I think about it and I'm like, did we really listen to this? Did we really watch this shows? I was like, damn.
I think like 9 or 8 year old you would kick you in the nuts for saying that.
No. No.
He's like, man, come on. You know we like this.
Power Rangers are awesome. Yeah. But I was like, oh, damn it. You're right.
Just shove them back. Okay.
Nah, I will go 90s and
90s. Okay, 90s. Nice. I figured you'd go 2000s. You shocked me. Very well done, sir.
I don't remember most of my 90s anyways.
So you just pick it for nothing. Fair enough. How about Jedi Mind Trick or Four Stroke?
The rappers?
Mm-mm. Are there rappers named Jedi Mind Trick and Four Stroke? If those are two rappers, I want to hear their record because that sounds... Is it? Is that a real? Is that a real rapper?
Jedi Mind Tricks are real rappers.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
I'm looking at Ariel like, who's that?
Now we're eating crow.
I know, right? Hey, it's on record. We did not know.
Okay.
I'm looking at him. When we're done, I'm looking him up. So Force Choke a rapper?
No.
Okay.
Force Choke would be awesome, though.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm coining that name right now. Dang it. Why do we have to say that name on the air? I'm sure like Lucas or somebody has that like that whole phrase locked up.
Just copyright infringement.
Yeah, you can't use that stuff. It's like in their lore.
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
Yeah. Okay. I'll have to go Jedi Mind Trick.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'll do Jedi Mind Trick.
Okay. Well, since he's a real rapper, I guess I got to go with Jedi Mind Trick as well. I'm looking him up when we're done. I might look up Force Choke just in case he's a real guy too.
Yeah, careful what you might get other things if you look that up.
That's a good point. Maybe I won't. I'll look it up on Jose's,
Jose's phone. Just do the incognito search.
I'll use the incognito search on your phone. It's going to do Force Choke. Jason Voorhees or Freddy Krueger? Freddy. Yeah. Ariel really? Says Freddy Krueger.
Definitely Jason. Definitely Jason. In fact, I go Jason, Michael, Freddy.
Okay.
Those are my horror icons in the room there.
All right.
Freddy.
Freddy?
Yeah.
Everybody's going for Freddy. I like to say, probably Freddy. Just because he has funnier quips and stuff like that. Just he has a little more fun with the kills than Jason just doesn't say anything. Initially, I wanted to say Jason because I'm having so much fun with Friday the 13th.
Right. Well, see, I love that setting.
Yeah.
I love the killer in the woods, the camp, and the, you know, the
like we always
the pot smoking teenagers that the killer kills.
Hey man, don't go in the camp and have sex, right, man. You're gonna die.
Exactly.
The stoner guy. Gets every
stereotype, you know, of the teenager. There's the smart one and the flirty girl and the black guy and the right. Exactly. Yeah, I just eat that up. So.
Yeah, yeah. That stuff is fun. I mean, looking back on watching those, I know my. I think it'd be fun to go back and watch some of those movies again, how campy they are. I haven't watched a Friday the 13th movie in a long time.
Right.
Or you know, a Freddy Krueger movie, you know. So, yeah, I might have to put that in the Blu-ray player and watch some of those soon or something.
You have to let me know how they go. I've debated that too, but I think they'd be tough to rewatch.
I think if you watch,
I have to fast forward some of it or whatever, and I'm like over the, because it's pretty cheesy.
In the right setting, I think you can probably pull it off. I have a couple of friends over, knowing you're going to be laughing and making fun of it a little bit, smoke some bowls,
or have a dual. There you go. I have a dual TV and play pizza. The game while you have the movie on.
There you go. All right, here we go. Coffee or tea?
Coffee.
Yeah, I knew you'd say that.
I don't drink a lot of either.
You can throw a third one in. What do you drink?
Green Red Bulls.
Boom. Close enough. Caffeine in general right there. I guess I should have put a third one. I'll say coffee. I never used to be a coffee drinker until like maybe 3 or 4 years ago.
Since I started working an office job.
Yeah. Well, my wife introduced me to Starbucks and it was a game over. And she gave me like a caramel macchiato or something like that to start off. And
I do love iced. I do like iced coffee, the regular, like hot kind. Mm-hmm. Upsets my tummy.
I used to do 6 shots every morning of espresso.
What?
Yeah, man.
What?
That was my 5 a.m. shifts.
Lil John wants to know. What?
I'm still alive.
Great. 6 shots? You are insane.
I used to work at a Panera shop, so... every morning I would go in 5 a.m. I'll be like, hey, can I get some coffee here? They're like, yeah, just don't use the espresso machine. I'm like, don't tell me what to do. Pushing the button.
Wow.
He's like, how many shots did you take? I'm like, just 2 and like 6 in there.
I bet your heart was racing like a damn squirrel.
I was still asleep.
Just beating your chest.
No, it still didn't wake me up.
All right. Fair enough. Take the shot or have a buddy do it. You can apply that to sports. Beer pong? Or video games. It was more video games, I guess. But, you know, take that shot or have a buddy do it, you know. I'm prone to take that shot. I want that pressure on me.
See, and I'd rather not have the pressure on me. I'd rather send my buddy up to take the shot. As long as we get shared rewards, then I'm good, yeah.
Yeah.
I'll take the shot. I'm probably more, what's that word? Calm than almost all my buddies.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll be the one that will actually take the hit, then miss.
Your confidence level's high enough, you think you got it under control. Yeah, no doubt. Okay. Optimus Prime or Megatron?
I definitely would go with Megatron, the Decepticons in general.
Oh, you shocked me. I thought you'd say Optimus Prime.
Yeah, I know. I like him. I really liked Soundwave.
Yeah.
he was my favorite. So
I used to love Starscream because he was just such like a little bitch.
Yeah.
He still is.
Megatron would just punk him out all the time. He's like, I want to lead the Decepticons. He's like, shut up, you fool. And he just like pimp slap him or something.
Right.
Go get my money.
Yeah, more or less, you know. But then it's like it was so funny because Megatron would punk Starscream out, but then Starscream would have to like wield Megatron as the gun.
Yeah.
It's like he could just toss you something.
Like, I'm the leader, but yeah.
He could just snap you in half.
And he wanted you to hold me.
Yeah.
Pull my trigger.
But yeah, okay. I have to go Megatron just because of Starscream. But here's one for you. I'm sure Jose will think this is a good one for him. Muscle car or tuner?
Why? I'll go tuner.
I figured you would.
I love my Nissans, GTRs.
I saw that coming. I figured I'd throw it out there just in case.
Yeah, I love vintage muscle cars.
Muscle car, too.
For sure.
Same for me. Guitar Hero or Rock Band? I know everybody went through the craze of that, you know, the whole band thing. I had to go Guitar Hero because they came first.
Yeah. I have zero musical bones in my body, including video games, and I didn't play either one of them. So,
did you watch anybody play? Or did
no.
You, were you around friends that went through it? I had friends that would play that stuff to no end. Like, they would play it on the hardest setting and not have to look at the screen kind of thing.
Yeah. I'll go with Rockstar, though, just because we're like Rockstar is cool. Right. Seems cool, like cool word than Guitar Hero. You can have a hand. You can go, Rockstar!
Guitar Hero had better tracks. Mm. It had better music. And it was just easier to calibrate the music as well. So.
Right.
Guitar Hero.
They definitely both wore that genre out. I mean, Harmonix and Activision and all those guys just kept putting out stuff, and DLC got ridiculous at one point.
Got having to buy all these new controllers in the shape of instruments.
Yeah.
There was a point where people started modding to their own music, which was pretty cool because it's just unstoppable music. And I'm like, I can't do this.
No.
I stopped playing it.
I think when Guitar Hero first got popular around Guitar Hero 3, when it hit like one of its highest points, I was working at GameStop still, and people would come in and we had a console set up to play it in the store. And this one guy would come in all the time, and he would just play it, and then he would turn around every now and again while I'm like doing inventory and just stare at me, and I look at the screen like he was trying to impress me, and I look at him like, dude, really? Like,
was it playing Slow Ride?
Fucking leave me alone.
Slow like, Ride.
Yeah, right. He was playing at you. He played like Trooper or something, you know what I mean? Like, you'd be going at it, you know, just tearing it up.
Barracuda.
Yeah. Ooh,
Barracuda.
Like, I'm trying to get a weird song. He's just like staring at you.
I wouldn't be having
it alone. Queen?
I'd probably go in the back room or something and just avoid them. Shotgun or dual pistols?
Shotgun.
Mm-hmm.
I'm definitely for a shotgun because it's that is universal no matter what language you speak. You know what that's going to say.
You kind of convincing me. I went dual pistols on this one. I don't know. It's just something satisfying about just having just both hands ready to go. And I always think of like Training Day with like Denzel, and he's like talking to Ethan Hawke in the beginning. He's like, "Don't tell me a story. Tell me your story." And he clacks them together. It's like, go. You know. I was like, yeah. I don't know. Two dual pistols sounds hot.
Ooh, dual shotguns.
That'd be pretty tough.
I like where you're at. Okay. Good luck reloading.
Yeah. You get those cool swivel ones, you know.
That Reaper does it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's true. Or you get to...
No, he gets brand new ones. Yeah. He drops his on the ground and pulls new ones out of it.
I guess you could put your hand on the pump and do the one-hand pump like they do in the movies.
Oh, yeah. Like,
that'd be cool. Schwarzenegger style.
I was going to say Linda, what's her name in The Terminator?
Mm-hmm. Looks kind of hot. You'd pull that off, you know.
I'll do pistols, though.
Linda Hamilton.
All right. Here you go. For us old folks in the room, turn it up or turn it down?
Down. I like silence. I like it quiet.
He is at least like, turn it down, please. Just like music or whatever, like just in general, like turn it up or turn it down. Turn it down. Ben says turn it down. I say turn it up, man. Yeah. My wife tells me all the time to turn it down. I want to turn it up.
Turn up.
Turn it up. Yeah.
Turn up for what?
Are you playing a game? Turn it down. It's surround sound. They're blowing up buildings and shit. Turn it down. Turn it down. Working here. Turn it down. Yeah, there you go. Yeah.
Tell me what to do.
Here you go. Macho Man Randy Savage or Hulk Hogan? I got to go Macho Man. I mean, you got to snap hit that Slim Jim, son. You got to get it on. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but I was kind of always Team Hogan, I guess.
Team Hogan, yeah. Tearing off the shirt in slow mo and then just doing
you know it, brother.
Yeah, yes, yeah. I got Macho Man for sure.
They're too old for me.
Yeah, that's okay. We'll give you a pass on.
He gets John Cena.
Yeah, there you go.
I got John Cena.
John Cena.
No, I got The Rock.
The Rock. Okay, there you go.
Everybody loves The Rock. Yeah.
Or Rey Mysterio.
There you go. We talked about that at work. Yeah. John Cena.
He's everywhere.
Yeah, I mean.
And nowhere at the same time.
He's making it sound like he's a magician or something. Like, what is that? Is he casting spells? Like, how is he? Hilarious. Physical attack or cast a spell? I'm going physical attack. I'm coming at you.
Yeah. The first thing that pops in my mind is Paragon and Melee versus versus the casters, and definitely cast. I'm going to stand from a distance, spell? And I'm going to be,
Lightning bolt, lightning bolt, lightning bolt, lightning bolt, lightning bolt. You love that LARPing.
Yeah.
Lightning bolt, lightning bolt.
I want this personal. I'm going to do a physical.
You coming in close, getting that attack on?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, yeah. Do it now or do it later? Do it later. Yeah, Ariel says do it later.
Yeah, later.
I'm going to do it now kind of guy. I'm going to get it over with.
Yeah, I'm a procrastinator.
You are. It's okay. Yeah, I want to do it now and get it over with, depending on what it is. I mean, if we're going to have fun, I want to do it now. If it's some shit I don't want to feel like doing, let's do it now and get it over with.
I'll do it tomorrow.
You're going to do it tomorrow?
Yeah.
I want that shirt still you have, that Nike swoosh with the...
I'll do do it.
Do it later?
Yeah.
Yeah, it says do it. He's just laying there sleeping. The Z's coming on.
Snorlax.
Yeah, shirt's awesome. Strength... excuse me, I said that so weird. Strength or ability or agility. Excuse me, I can't talk. Strength or agility.
Strength or agility.
Yeah. Agility. Ariel's going agility. I agree with her. I'd rather have agility or the strength.
That'd be tough. I'm actually going to go with strength.
Mm-hmm.
This is a tough one.
Right. I tried.
Agility.
Agility? Yeah. Okay. This might be a little old one for you too, Jose, but we're gonna go after it. Ferris Bueller or Zach Morris as your con man?
That's tough.
Yeah. I'll if you want, I'll go first. While you're thinking about it, I love them both, but I'm partial to Zach Morris.
Yeah.
Like, he, Ferris did it for an entire day, which I'm sure he did it much longer than that. But in the movie, he did it for one whole day, where Zach Morris did that for like years.
Yeah. I'll actually go with Ferris Bueller. Nice. Between that. Oh yeah. Do bow bow song and the Bueller. Bueller.
Ben Stein.
Well, yeah, that's just too gold, too treasured.
I think the best part about that movie, though, too, is like the secretary, and then she's talking to, like, you know, Ed Rooney about it.
Yeah.
Like, all the kids love him. The dweebies, the wastoids, the dickheads, they all think he's a righteous dude. You know.
Yeah.
She's awesome. What would you, you looking him up?
I'm looking Zach Morris up.
Mark Paul Gosselaar.
It's from Saved by the Bell.
I don't even know what that is.
I know. You're probably like five or something.
I wake up in the morning. My mom gives out a warning.
I look at his pictures. I don't like them just by the pictures, so I'm going to go with Ferris Bueller.
Those are pretty bad pictures of him.
I know. Main story or side quests?
Main story. Side quests.
Ben says main story.
Side quests. They keep the game alive longer.
There you go.
That's a complicated one.
That's the whole point.
Can't do this one.
That's the whole point. Try to make them all that way for the most part.
I'm gonna go with the main story.
I'm gonna go side quests. In some of my favorite games, like Witcher 3 and whatnot, the side quests were some of the highlights of that game. Is what, like, you know, for me anyway. So side quests. We got like three more. Close. I want to have a close game or a blowout.
Close games are more fun. I think one-sided games just are not a lot. Okay, yeah. Yep. So definitely close call, close match.
Close games are fun as well.
Close game. Okay. Yeah. Mostly, I would agree with that.
Most of our games are close games. So
they're more satisfying to me. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You have a close game, you're coordinating with your buddies, and you pull off that win. It's like,
argh! Especially when you're on the losing side, and then you just
come back
with that win. You're just like, satisfaction.
Yeah. Blowouts have never been fun. Even as a kid growing up, playing like Super Tecmo Bowl on Nintendo with my cousins and stuff, you know, blowing somebody out or getting blown out is never fun. I mean, if you have to do one or the other, obviously you want to blow somebody out. But
right. I'd rather win than lose, but still, I'd rather not have a one-sided game, period. And,
if that happens too much, you're, you know, your friend or relative doesn't want to play with you anymore. Mm-hmm. You blow them out all the time. So close games are definitely more fun.
Yeah. Challenge.
Faux show. How about guns blazing or use stealth? Mm-hmm.
I love playing stealth levels in games that have it, from Horizon to Batman to Assassins. So stealth.
Something satisfying about just taking somebody out and then know where it came from.
And there's something that's so like heart dropping when your cover's blown, and you spent, you know, 20 dang minutes sneaking around a place, and then you're like, oh, crap.
And then you go guns blazing.
Yep, then it's go blown. Yep, exactly. Then you gotta go guns blazing because your cover's blown.
Right.
I'm stealth, man.
Stealth,
I just snipe from like meters away.
I agree with you. It's just something so satisfying about just sneaking up on somebody and just pulling them to the bushes, or just throwing that knife in the back of their neck and just watch them fall and then drag their body off. I don't know. It's tedious and it takes time sometimes. It could probably be faster just running and kill everybody, but definitely stealth. Last one for you. Thanos or Darkseid?
Darkseid.
Yeah, definitely Darkseid. Of course,
I knew this was going to go this way. But I had to toss it in there. What about you, Jose?
Beerus.
What?
Oh. He's the god of destruction in Dragon Ball Super.
Ah, okay. You inserted your own. I'm like, what? Did you just say beers?
That's what I thought you said too.
Beers. Are you thirsty?
It does mean beer.
It's 5 o'clock somewhere.
English, gotcha. So.
But I'm going to go with Thanos.
Thanos? Okay. I couldn't choose on this one. It was too hard for me. I think I have more knowledge of Darkseid and have seen him in more things where I have an idea like of who he is as a super villain, so I have to go Darkseid. Yeah, there you go. There you have it.
Yeah.
Ariel, I'm assuming you're Darkseid as well. Oh, wow.
I didn't see that coming.
She said Thanos for those that couldn't hear. I did not see that coming. All right, fair enough. Well, that's been our roundtable rapid fire.
Not so rapid, but it was there.
roundtable not so rapid fire.
Yeah.
We have no one of those in a while. It's always fun to get your guys' opinions on that stuff. Just random shit and video game stuff. You get a better idea of what kind of players you are and people you are, I should say. So, yeah, it won't be the last one, but definitely it's fun doing another one. So, yeah, we're going to wrap it up then, I guess. Obviously, guys, if you enjoyed this episode, feel free to reach out to us for more. If you want to just reach out to the show in general, hit us up at glitchtherapy@gmail.com, where you can leave questions for us, comments, concerns, whatever you want to talk about. Hit us up, and we'll talk about your question on the show and give you a shout-out. Otherwise, feel free to just to support us at patreon.com/glitchtherapy if you want to throw some money at the show and help us keep the lights on. For as little as $1 a month, you can gain access to bonus content such as our bonus show Final Round, where we talk, you know, further discuss games and off the wall topics. If you want to do a one-time donation, you can do that as well on there, and that merch goes, you know, that money goes towards creating contests, merch, things like that, and more content for you to listen to, obviously. So check it out. As always, please subscribe, rate, and review. It means so much for a small action, and it only takes a moment of your time. It also helps us climb the charts so that more listeners like yourself can find us in the you know, in the podcast app or whatever you're listening to us on. So we definitely appreciate that. As always, check out our other shows on our network, Nerd Trade Radio, which is all things DC Comics and characters, and discussion with Ben and Noah and several of the guys on that show. They do an awesome job, so check it out. Or you can hit us up at Indie Comic Ninja for indie comic book reviews, and that is also on the network. Check them both out. As far as social media, guys, where can we find you at?
If you want to check me out on any social media sites, you can just search for at Noah O'Toole. And if you want to game with me on the PlayStation Network, I can be found at Scorpio_Inc. That's SKORPIO_INK.
Sweet. If you want to follow me on... Damn it.
Every time.
If you want to follow me on Twitter and Instagram, I'll be at... It's... Damn it. It's I'm Hipstermaid. I keep getting those things confused. I really need to write that down.
You do. You look at me like you're just like you're just slowly drowning, and you want me to pull you from the water.
I can't even swim, so that's a good analogy.
It looks perfect.
As well, I'm at the Xbox Live and PS Network. It's your senpai. So if you want to play, I'll be there.
Boom. Check me out at Nerdy Raimondo on Instagram and Twitter. Otherwise, you can follow the show at Glitch Therapy on Instagram and Twitter. And if you want to game with me or just friend me on there, you want to play some Friday the 13th with us or something like that, check me out, Dirty Dimes, on both Xbox Live and PlayStation Network. And just real quick, I want to give a shout out to my buddy Jet Falco, who is an artist, writer, musician, YouTuber, cosplayer. He has a great work, a book that he's been writing with his comics and whatnot and his drawings called Dreamer's Echo. Check him out at www.dreamersecho.com. He has merch, all that stuff. Dude's kicking ass, going to cons and everything. So check him out and give him some love, or follow him on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. He is Jet Falco. Other than that, guys, great show, and thanks for tuning in. You guys have a good week. Game on.
Game on.
Game on. Game on.